T-Mobile?
T-Mobile. Cool, checking in. What was that call sign?
Didn't hear that. Could you come back again?
Responding to you, actually. Name's Matthew, WW4JET. I just checking your call sign, just seeing who it was, that's all.
Call sign is Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Bravo. I'm Jamie. I'm originally from Michigan. Right now, I'm actually I live in Greer, but heading from Ennery up to Greer right now, actually.
Hey, Jamie, Matthew here. Originally from, well, I wouldn't say originally from Michigan, but just moved down here from Michigan about 5 years ago. I was northwest of Ann Arbor back then.
You're opposite side of me a little bit. I'm from West Michigan, Grand Rapids area. We just moved down here December 2022.
Good deal. Probably didn't look back, because I know we didn't look back. We missed the friends. We didn't have family up there, so it didn't matter, that part. But missed the friends, but otherwise didn't look back.
Parents came down, so I still got family in Michigan, and last year had to make the trip back 4 times, 2 of them for funerals, which were completely unexpected, but it is what it is. But we don't look back for the weather. We miss family with us instead.
About the reasons for having to go back, but on the bright side, yeah, you got people will come down and see you, and of course, Michigan's a great place to visit, no doubt, at the right time of year.
It's all the water. There's not that much around here. I mean, of course, you can find it, but, you know, Michigan, you can go a certain number of miles, you know, without hitting water, so kind of miss that. Just need to find some new places down here to look at.
Well, there's places around. There's good-sized lakes to the east, good-sized lakes to the west from Greer, that's for sure.
In a weird spot of town, you're barely coming in. You got a lot of static on your end, but I don't know. I've made contacts at this point before, and it's just I think I'm just in a bad part of town.
I recall there's a couple spots in Greer that there's a lot of frequency noise, but I don't know. You're full quieting into the machine. I don't know if I can get any better.
I mean, that's the thing when you're on mobile. You never know what it's going to be. If you, you know, move 5 feet or, you know, a couple miles or whatever, everything gets better, everything gets worse. So, you know, it works out.
Of course, then the hills get in the way, too, but, hey, it is what it is, right? So, it's as long as you understand the limitations, it's no big deal.
You were out there and, you know, got to make contact with you today. I have usually always have my radio on, but typically there's not too many people on this repeater, so, but I know it's one of the bigger repeaters in the area. So I don't reach this point far, but typically I don't meet other people on it.
I mean, it's pretty quiet, and then they got the net every night at 9 o'clock. So you know, typical, it gets busy in the mid to late afternoon and early mornings. There's a lot of traffic on it, but a lot of them die off during the middle of the day.
I heard there was nets every night at 9. Like, is there a reason why it's on so late every day?
A new club member, I can't tell you the answer to that, but that's just the time it is. Of course, there's a whole host of other ones out there, different frequencies, different repeaters that have them at 8 o'clock, and even some you might catch earlier than that, 7:30 or so in some areas, too.
I haven't caught any of the nets since I've been down here. Honestly, I was I had to take out my radio and dust it off and put it back in my car after moving down here. But in Michigan, we had some after-dinner nets at like 6:30. So just different down here, I guess, with all the later time changes. But I just typically I'm not awake that late to be out in the car talking on the net. I currently don't have a 2-meter radio in my house. I only have it on the car, so yeah, I'm typically not going out to the car that late, but I don't know, maybe tonight I might do it.
I understand completely. I mean, if you don't have a reason to be in the car, then why be in the car? Just not for the net. I don't know. I guess you could do that. But, eventually maybe you get something for the house, you know, put in. You do that, and then you're not as restricted to the times. But anyway, it's good net. Yeah, if you're out and about, jump in. Even if you have some errands to do, they go on for probably a good half hour or so. And there's always a little bit of rag chew afterwards, usually every night.
Thing to, try to hit up more of the locals and get a feel for it in the area. This week I'm putting up my HF antenna. So hopefully that will be real nice to do, and I can't wait to get on, there. Because I just took my general in February, so I've gotten on the air twice using another person's station, but looking forward to being in my house and using radio.
I agree with that, and congrats on the general. I'm about to run out and take that test, I think, in a week or so myself, get it done. Throw a dual band up while you're at it, and you'll be all good. You'll have everything you need.
Yeah, I hope you, good luck on your testing. Hope it goes well. Hope you, you'll be a general soon. So that'll be really cool. And I'm probably going to hit my destination soon, so I'll have to log off. But it was great talking to you. I hope I can talk to you again. Can you repeat your call sign for me?
So WW4JET, jet, like the airplane, WW4JET. Name's Matthew. I live over by Table Rock State Park, that area. And that's where I'm driving towards now, driving home. And I think that Jamie is W8 something. I don't remember the rest of your call sign, sorry.
Originally, I was KE8RTE, and it was just a mouthful, so I decided to choose the easiest thing I could say. So it's Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Bravo.
That's Alpha Bravo. That's pretty easy. I like it. And we're good. We'll hear you out there again. Look forward to it. And good luck getting those antennas set up, and you'll be all set. Good friendly bunch here on this one, and most of them anyway, too. So you'll be able to explore some others as well once you get the base station up. Take care. Good talking to you, and we'll catch up with you later. It's WW4JET 73s.
It was great talking to you. Hopefully I will hear you on the air again soon, and maybe I can update you on how my HF is handling. Good luck on your testing again, 73s, Whiskey 8, Alpha Alpha Bravo.